Is June, is it the 8th, I think? The 8th? 7th, okay, thank you. June 7th, 2017, and it's lesson number 2 called Seeing the Heels. And I thought we would just add more extension with rotation into this upper back from what we did last week. So let's start with you lying on your back. Your legs are long, your arms are down by your sides. And begin to notice how you're lying on the floor today. So notice those two areas behind your shoulder blades, the two areas, dots in the center of your buttocks, and then create your rectangle. Observing how the rectangle shows up today.
Usually mine's a rectangle, but it's a square today.
It's a square today. So see, that's, well, that's excellent. Excellent way of just pondering and thinking. And then notice your spine, which is resting in the center of whether it's a square or rectangle for you, and how your spine is feeling today. How much of the upper back and the upper area of your spine can you sense and feel, traveling down to the mid back and then into the lower back, which is where we start to feel the curve, a slight curve. So how does your spine show up today? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. Remember, stay in that very good range where you're not overdoing it. And just how does that feel today? Is there any tension in your cervical spine? Does that feel nice today? Okay, so we're going to start with where we kind of left off last week, because I want to introduce some of this rotation from your pelvis to begin with. So begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And then what we did last week is we crossed the right leg over the left at the knee, so the knees are crossed. And then very gently and slowly, you start to take your legs to the right. And remember, there's no goal to take them all the way to the right. You just introduce this idea that as they go to the right and they tilt down, you start to feel the rotation in your spine. And observing how much of the spine rotates, how far up that's it. Up your back, do you feel the rotation into the upper back? Or maybe another way of thinking of it is, does the rotation stop? Where in the mid to upper back do you feel that maybe it all of a sudden stops? And come back up, uncross the legs, and pause and rest for a moment. So you can rest with your legs long. And go ahead and bend the legs again. Feet standing, that's it. And let's cross your left leg over your right. And again, very slowly and gently. There's no hurry, no rush. You just introduce now going to the left. And again, observing, noticing, paying attention to what is the rotation like going to this side. Where do you feel the rotation stops? Is it easier, harder, tilting the legs to the left? Or is it about the same? What do you notice in the upper back? So in a way, kind of the easy part is the pelvis and the lower back. But what do you notice starts to happen or maybe lacks happening in the upper back? Beautiful. Okay. Bring the legs back up, uncross them, and again, lengthen them out to rest. And just again, notice and observe now what's changed. What feels different? Did something soften? Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And when you're on your stomach, you're going to place your right hand on top of your left. And then your right ear is resting on the back of your right hand. And let's start with your legs spread slightly apart. Yeah, just a little bit. And allowing the tops of the feet, right, to kind of stretch out. For some people, this is a little uncomfortable. So again, your right ear is on the back of the right hand. And you're going to start by lifting your right arm and head just slightly away from the left arm. So your right ear stays on the back of your right hand, and they lift as a unit. And it's just an inch or two, and then back down. Slight lift. So keep your right ear on the back of the right hand. And you lift with the arm, right? So it's the upper back, this upper back. Okay, let's pause. And you're going to change over the hands. It's the only thing you're going to change. So it's still the right ear, but now it's on the back of the left hand. And now you're going to float up your left arm and your head just an inch or two. Finding the ease. So really think of your ear resting on the back of the hand, and your hand is lined up with your forearm. Beautiful. And pause. And now as you rest on your stomach, another option is if your neck starts to feel a little tired, you can put your forehead to rest on the back of your hands. So whenever we come to a pause, feel free to bring your forehead to the back of the hands. So bring your left hand on top of the right, if it's not already. And your left ear is on the back of the left hand. There you go. And now in this position, start to float up the left arm and your head. Again, you're just going up an inch or two. Sometimes, or it can be often, but sometimes, with this movement, if you lift too high, you engage momentum. And when you engage momentum, you lose out with what to feel in the upper back. And now all you're going to do is change over the hands. So bring the right hand on top of the left and continue to float up the head. Still, your left ear now is on the back of the right hand. In a way, asking yourself, noticing, which hand does it feel easier to lift with the left ear? Excellent. Pause and rest. So again, you can bring your forehead back. Okay, so let's bring the left ear on the back of your right hand. Right hand's on top of the left. And now you're going to bend your right knee so your right foot's towards the ceiling. Okay? And let's start by just beginning to lift the right knee slightly away from the floor and lower it. So this is going to engage your glutes and your lower back. So it's just enough that you could slide a piece of paper under your right knee. Now what's important with this is that your belly presses down into the floor, so you're not rotating the pelvis, right? You're really engaging the glutes. Better, Marlene. That's it. So you lift the knee a little bit, nice Leah, and then that's it. Now keep your foot towards the ceiling, but allow your knee to stay on the ground, so you let go of that movement, and we're going to go back to the movement of your head and your arm. So you're now going to lift your head, and is it the right arm? Yeah, and the right arm. And think of lifting and looking over the right shoulder as if you could see the right foot. That's it. Excellent. And now you're going to change the hands. So staying with the left ear, it's on the back of the left hand, left hand's on the right. And just feel how this changes things in your upper back. Again, you're going to lift and attempt to look towards the right foot, right? That's it.
This is the lesson we did the very first time I came to this class.
Really?
And I couldn't even come close.
That's great you remember that. Good. Okay, lower the right leg. Let's let all this go and roll over onto your back and rest. So again, every time we come to resting, especially on your back, your legs are long, your arms are long. You draw into your awareness first and foremost how you're now resting on the floor, and then bringing into your realm the 2 points behind the shoulder blades, the 2 points with each buttocks, how your rectangle is showing up. Okay, so let's go back over onto your tummy. Let's have your left hand on top of your right. And then let's put your right ear down. Let's bend your left knee, bring your left foot up. And let's start with the left knee. Just lift the left knee a little bit and lower. So remember, it's just an inch or two that you lift, because what's important here is that you're engaging your glutes and your hamstring into the lower back. So it's not a rotation yet in the spine, right? It's just clearly engaging, which means the muscles are squeezing, tensing to float the knee up a little bit. That's it. Now, keeping the leg bent, but the knee can rest, you're going to lift your head with your left arm, and you're going to look over your left shoulder as if to see the left foot, right? So it's more about the direction than actually seeing the foot, you know, so you can even imagine seeing it. So it's first a lift, and then looking slightly over the shoulder. That's it. Excellent. Now you're going to pause just to change the hands. So just the hands change. So your right ear rests on the back of the right hand, still looking over the left shoulder. Right, so it's a little bit more of a twist that happens. Right, something changes in that upper back. And keeping the hips resting onto the mat. Beautiful. Okay. Let's let that go, and again, let's roll over onto your back and rest. Notice how you allow yourself to rest. Okay, let's roll over again onto your stomach. This time, let's put your right hand on top of your left, and let's have your forehead on the back of the hands. Knees a little bit apart, and then both knees bent. So both feet this time towards the ceiling, and your forehead is resting on the back of the right hand, and the right hand is on the back of the left hand. And with both feet towards the ceiling, let's start with the right knee. You're going to just lift the right knee so slightly. Again, I like to think about it that you're going to slide a piece of paper under that knee. So it's the minimal movement. And I've said many times before, it's this very first moment that you move that's the most potent part of the movement. That's it. So feel what happens in both your hamstring and your glute on the right side. Good. Pause and keep the leg up, but let's shift to the left side. So again, with the same quality of attention, with the small, simple movement, beautiful. Just so subtly does the knee float up, and the moment you feel it comes away from the floor, the back of the hamstring, the glute, is all engaged. Right? Because we can really get ourselves into swinging and momentum, and then we lose the relationship in the muscles. Good. Pause and let the legs come down and rest. And now, keeping the hands the way they are, turn your right ear to rest on the back of the right hand. And let's go back to floating up your head with the right arm. Again, really minimal, right? And really thinking of that the lift occurs in the upper back, right? Your head is resting completely on the back of this right hand. And notice what's different now in the upper back. Your legs are long.
It's easier.
It's easier. Excellent. Now change over the hands. Left hand is on top, but still the right ear. You float up the head very gently, lifting the entire left arm. So it's not your head, that's it. It's the elbow. Yeah. Excellent. And now we're going to try one more, which is both arms lift at the same time with your head just like it is. This is a much more powerful movement. That's it. Just do it once or twice. Excellent. Okay. Bring your forehead back to rest, and you get to bend your knees again. Bring your feet up towards the ceiling. And this time, you're going to let both knees just so slightly come away from the floor. Again, just as if you wanted to slide two pieces of paper under each knee. So you just barely need to create the space, right? So much of this is in your thought. That's it. Is it easier to do both legs at the same time? And now try alternating. So let's do once the right knee, and then once the left knee. Excellent. Let's pause and rest your legs. Keep your forehead down. Change over the hands and just rest. And notice, how do you allow yourself while you're on your tummy your front side to rest. Okay, so you changed over the hands, and now you're going to turn your head so that I believe it's the left ear that's resting. We're going to start off with the back of the left hand, or the back of the right hand, sorry. And you're going to lift your head and your arm and see how that is. So just lifting the right arm and your head. Legs are long, that's it. Elbow comes up, head just floats, right? It's a very small lift. And then change over the hands, keep the ear the same. And now floating up. And down. Yep. And then lastly, both arms. Great. And then keeping this left ear down on the back of your hands for a little bit longer, bend your knees, bring your feet up, and let's go back to alternating. Right? So you're going to lift once the right knee, once the left knee. And then both knees, just so slightly, right? All we're doing is sliding a piece of paper under both knees. Excellent. Okay, let all that go. Let's roll over onto your back. Let's first take a rest. So again, as you're resting, pay attention to the four points in your rectangle and then your spine. And how is the upper back now resting and the lower back? Can you recall at the beginning of the lesson how these two areas were making contact or perhaps not making contact with the floor? And what's changed? Okay, so from here, I'm going to have you bend your knees again, bring them to standing, and then you're going to interlace your hands and bring them behind your head. There you go. And then once they're behind your head, you're going to bring your knees to float up over your chest. So float means that they just hang out there, right? So the knees are slightly spread apart. And it's effortless for the knees to just like a baby. And then you're going to lift your head a little bit, elbows towards the ceiling, And you're going to start to roll yourself a little bit to the right and left. That's it. Good. Come back, let it go, and let's rest again. And notice your spine. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. And let's go back to the first movement relating to last week's lesson. So your feet are standing, and you're going to cross your right knee over your left. Very gently and slowly, start to tilt the legs over to the right. And more than anything, you're doing this movement to observe and witness the level of rotation that's now occurring all the way up into the upper back. So again, it's not, the movement's not about tilting your legs so much over to the right. And for sure, you don't want to go all the way down. Like, that is not what you want to do. You just want to go a little bit over and back up so that you can sense and feel how the spine is now rotating all the way up to the cervical spine. Looking for a sense of ease and fluidity. Right? So how did those movements of lifting the knee and lifting the head and the shoulder and upper back help something open up? Come back to the center, change the crossing of your legs so that the left is over the right. And again, please go very gently and slowly. Right? These are some powerful movements with the spine. And when the knees are crossed like this, it can feel like a big weight dropping over to the side. So you really go slow with the movement, allowing this direction of rotation to occur. And again, witnessing and noticing what's different in your upper back now. Good. Let it go and rest again. Okay, let's roll back over onto your stomach, right hand on top of the left, your right ear resting on the back of the right hand, and bending both of your knees. And we're going to go back to floating your head up using the right arm, looking over your left shoulder as if to see your left foot, and maybe even possibly the right foot, right? So a slightly higher lift and maybe a little twist, that's it. Excellent. And then you're going to change over just the hands. So the left hand is resting on top of the right, still the right ear, right? So the right ear floats or head floats with the left arm to lift up and look over the left shoulder. Just, if anything, imagining that you're seeing the right heel and the left heel. How can you find those heels? Beautiful. Okay, pause for a moment. Let's straighten the legs, and you can turn your head to center for a moment to rest. And again, just really allow yourself to have a couple deep breaths and rest on your belly here. Finding a comfortable way to rest. And then bring your right ear back on top of the back of the left hand. And this time, bend both of your knees again, but bring your knees and feet together, okay? And so you're gonna, this time, lift the knees, keeping them together, but also starting to rotate them so that the feet come over to the right side, okay? So they lift and they turn. Beautiful, and then come back. Okay, so you keep the knees and feet together, and that means the left knee has to come away from the floor to start to lower the feet over to the right. Beautiful. Good. Now pause for a moment, keeping the legs up, but they can spread a little bit apart, and go back to lifting your head using the left arm, floating the head up, and looking to see the left heel and the right heel. Okay, let it go. Let's roll over onto your back and rest again. Okay, so let's roll onto your tummy again. And let's put the left hand on top of the right, and then your left ear is down, right? Bend the knees, bring both knees up, and you're gonna start to float your head up with the left arm to start with, knees slightly spread apart, looking over the right shoulder as if to see the right heel and the left heel. Right, in your mind, in your thought, you can see them because you know where they are. Beautiful. And now just change over the hands. Right hand on top of left, still the left ear. Float the right arm and head up, looking over the right shoulder to see the right heel and the left. Beautiful. Excellent. And then keeping this relationship between your head and your arms, bring the knees together, the feet together, and slowly and gently you're going to tilt the legs over to the left. So it means the right knee lifts a little bit. You're keeping the knees together and the feet. So let that right knee come away from the floor. The feet don't slide. So your knees and feet are glued together. So it means your right knee comes up and you rotate in your pelvis. That's it, Leah. Lift that knee. Rotate in your pelvis. Just glue the knees and feet together, right? And then twist, bring them over and twist in your lower back. Feel this movement go all the way up to your upper back. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, let your legs go. Roll over onto your back and let's rest again. So as you're lying there, allowing yourself to rest, again, observe and notice first the 4 points, the 2 points behind the shoulder blades, the 2 points in the buttocks, and then how your spine is resting in between. From here, bend your knees again, bring them to standing, interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. Bring your knees to float up over your chest, just hang them comfortably, knees spread apart like a baby. And then slightly lift your head, elbows to the ceiling, and roll yourself a little bit to the right and left. So the elbows roll, the pelvis rolls, that's it. Excellent. Come back, let it go, and let's rest again. And then one last time, bend your knees, feet standing, cross the right knee over the left. And again, very slowly and gently start to take the legs to the right. And stop when you feel the whole rotation up your spine. So as soon as you feel the whole rotation all the way up to the cervical spine and there's a slight tug on your head, right? You bring the legs back up to standing. Right, so be very aware of that moment. Again, the tendency is for people to want to drop the knees to the side, and then what they do is they overarch the lower back, and then they never get to experience this rotation all the way up into the cervical spine and that slight tug on your head. Beautiful. It's really subtle. That's it. And then change the legs so that the left leg crosses over the right. And again, very, very, very slowly and subtly, you're going to start to take the legs to the left. And you have to go slow enough so you can feel this beautiful twist of rotation all the way up to your neck and the base of your skull. And then it kind of slightly pulls on the base of your skull, and then you bring the legs back up, right? It's such a beautiful rotational movement. And to feel the rotation all the way up. So often it's just occurring in the lower back and the lower part of your thoracic spine. And the whole point of these other parts of the lesson today was to get this rotation all the way up in between the shoulder blades into your cervical spine. Beautiful. Come back up, uncross your legs, rest again. Okay, one last time, bend your knees. Bring them up over your chest, bring your hands behind your head, interlaced. Lift your head and just rock a little bit left and right. This just kind of helps neutralize the spine after doing so much extension and rotation. That's it. Beautiful. And then let that go. Lengthen your legs, your arms, and then just really, really rest. Bringing back into your awareness your four points, the rectangle. Did the square become more like a rectangle? How the two sides feel, right? What's showing up different from this lesson? And you guys moved so beautifully, so slowly and with so much ease today. So it's really important during this time of rest and awareness is to see how things show up now from the ease, from the gentleness of your movements. And then as you feel ready, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to see how this lesson feels in standing for you.